This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
Morning this morning and welcome back to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, your station for fresh news, smart talk all day. It's Friday the 20th of September 2024 and you are on the clock with Erin Green. If it's Friday, that means it's a sports Friday. We've got lots of sports headlines for you today. I am awaiting Mr. Eric Sawyer III so we could talk NFL and WNBA. Jonquel Jones is on her way. They call it the Champions Cup. They're on their way to the playoffs, clinching the first seed in the WNBA. Before we get started, a little housekeeping. Again, my Hannah Hastie-Tynes family, I hope to see you all out tonight at St. John's Auditorium, 7 p.m. for our September monthly meeting. And thank you, social, where we want to raise our glasses and thank everyone that supported or participated in the Hannah Hastie-Tynes family reunion 2024. Also, tomorrow morning, another fun family activity for you, Family Life Kingdom Center is hosting its annual Fun Run Walk. Start and ending point is the church, Family Life Kingdom Church. I think they are in the Carmichael area. Here's the number to call, 377-3672. That's 377-3672. And let them know that Chantel told you about the event. Chantel is a friend of On the Clock. This last couple of weeks have been filled with family activity and good, healthy, fun activity every weekend. And again, next week, Saturday, the Chicchani Challenge City Run, obstacle course run, will be taking place. Starting point, Crypto Isle. Ending point, Crypto Isle. Guardian Family of Companies is putting together a team. Come out and watch us try get over the wall. It's going to be a fun time, everybody. Last housekeeping note before we get into sports. Looking at the headlines today, I just wanted to make the point. Let me talk about it next week. On Monday, if we have no guests, when the Prime Minister says, and he keeps reiterating along with the chairman of his party, that they're not quite interested or focused on campaign financing, campaign finance reform. The latest headline, PM, public cost for campaign financing. I had to take a moment to reflect on this. Despite election pledge, Davis plays down talk of funding legislation. Prime Minister Brave Davis said regulating campaign finance is fraught with difficulties, partly because it could require that public funds be used to finance political campaigns. Quote, "You will find the alternative to campaign financing and regulating it is a requirement that perhaps the public purse should fund election campaigns." Here's the question, sir. Do you understand why we want campaign finance reform. We want campaign finance reform because we are not sure if the public is funding your political campaigns at the moment. We are not certain. We have no certainty. We have no mechanisms to make that determination. And when I say we have no mechanisms, what I mean is we have mechanisms, but those who are elected to the House of Assembly refuse to employ them or acknowledge that they even exist. I am most disappointed that this is the approach that the Prime Minister has taken on this matter, as if to push the ball in our court. Aren't you all tired of us spending your money? Do you want us to spend more of your money? Do you want us to spend more of your money to make sure that we are spending your money correctly? Yes. Yes. We do. You think you could manage that? Again, PM, public cost for campaign financing. Many people by now may have seen the clips from yesterday's press briefing. It appears that the Prime Minister has now manifested a pattern of making inappropriate statements in matters of national import. I also reference his commentary about the Valley Boys yesterday. Dear Prime Minister, you came very close to perverting the course of justice in a case that's sitting before the courts now with reckless commentary, unrequired, unnecessary. Let's take the job of governance seriously by employing the skills of the communications team that you have constructed to guide you in your public communications. Because many of us would like to know, because perhaps there is a link between a lack of campaign finance legislation and the low quality of life that Bahamians are now enjoying, or being told that they should be enjoying, because it's the best it's going to get. Again, barring no guests, we talk about this on Monday. At this time, we've got lots of sports to talk about and lots of Bahamians to celebrate, both locally, or celebrate for competition and achievements both locally and abroad. So let's get the show started with one of my favorite sports, Team Bahamas in action at Chess Olympiad. The Bahamas Chess Federation is proud to announce the official roster for Team Bahamas at the 45th FIDE, that's the International Chess Federation, Chess Olympiad, currently taking place in Budapest, Hungary. With a renewed focus and ambitious goals, Team Bahamas is eager to build upon its previous performance at the 44th FIDE Chess Olympiad. At that event, the Open team concluded their campaign 159th place out of 188 teams. For the women's team, they finished 141st out of 162 countries. For this year's championship, in the Open category, Team Bahamas will feature FIDE Master Carver Munker, Joseph Ferguson, Avian Pride, Chapel Wims, and Francis Skinner. Grandmaster Darcy Lima is the trainer and captain for the Open team. The Bahamas women's lineup, we'll have women's FIDE master Paulina Carolina, candidate master Nelissa Thomas, Dijah Johnson, Chica Pride, and Diana Williams. FIDE master Winston Kuor will lead the women's team as trainer and captain. Curtis Pride, senior president of the Bahamas Chess Federation, is with the team as the official delegate. We say congratulations to all who have been selected to attend and compete in Team Bahamas, and we wish the best for the team. Here's another celebratory story. Cartwright and Jones turn in top performances in sailing. Now, this is an important story because we just changed our national sport to sloop sailing. The New England single-handed collegiate district championships were held September 16th through 17th an event which was a part of the New England Intercollegiate Sailing Association, NEISA, which typically takes place at various locations across New England. Among the promising young sailors was Bahamian freshman Norman Cartwright. He was sailing for Roger Williams University. In his first collegiate regatta, Cartwright secured a commendable 10th place out of 34 competitors in the fiercely contested laser class. Cartwright, Norman Cartwright, is the 2024 ILCA International Laser Class Association National Champion and Junior National Champion who represented the Bahamas at the World Sailing Youth Championships. Meanwhile, another rising star, Sienna Jones, made waves in her U.S. high school regatta. Formerly a student at Lyford Key International School, she competed for Culver Academy this previous weekend. She clinched a first place finish in her third race out of the seven, ultimately earning a fourth place standing out of 14 in the female laser single-handed fleet racing category. She competed in the MISSA, that's M-I-S-S-A, Cressy Regatta in Minnesota. The two young Bahamian athletes taking their achievements or their skill and achievements with them say congratulations. But also, here's a point. Mr. Cartwright was sailing in the New England single-handed collegiate district championships. I don't think single-handed is the same as solo, right? Or single man. I'm wondering if this technique or for this particular competition requires you to handle your boat with one hand. I just want to say, come on, man. We should be the masters of this sporting discipline. And now that we have selected sloop sailing as our national sport, we can see the value of investing more resources in ensuring as many young Bahamian students as possible can experience sloop sailing and determine if that is a direction that they want to go in. Another great story, strong finishes for triathletes at World Triathlon Development Regional Cup. Lonnie Duncan and Malcolm Menzies, producer, let's go to the phone line, proudly represented the Bahamas at the 2024 World Triathlon Development Regional Cup in Buco Bay, Trinidad and Tobago, both delivering impressive performances. We're going to go to the phone line and then we're going to follow up on what this young man, Lonnie Duncan, has been doing. Good morning, caller.
Good morning, Aaron. How are you?
I am good, thank you. How are you doing?
I am good, thank you. I'm just calling with one correction.
Okay.
Sailing is the national sport.
It's not sloop sailing?
No, ma'am. So it includes sloop as well as international fleet. Mr. Cartwright and Ms. Jones, when they were here prior to leaving for college, they mm-hmm. sailed what is called the international fleet.
Mm-hmm.
And that is off-tees and lasers and sunfish. Yes. But sailing is the national sport.
Now, ma'am.
My son is also a youth sailor, Craig Ferguson. So, yeah, I'm intricately involved in sailing. He sails down at the Nassau Yacht Club, but it's sailing. A lot of Bahamians, I'm not sure why.
I can tell you why now.
Why?
Again, I was going to question your position until you gave me your provenance, right? Like, your location in the sailing world, because mm-hmm. when I indicated that sailing was the national sport, the people tell me no, it's sloop
Which
sailing
people?
It's the first of all government workers and
no.
public
well,
and
they,
members
they are also I'm thinking it may be because sloop sailing is indigenous, right?
Mm-hmm.
But if we think about it, we make the common reference to the Durwood Knowles and Cecil Cook, who won the Olympic medal for us.
Mm-hmm.
But they sailed international fleet. They didn't
sail in sloops.
Sailing,
yeah.
Right?
And I thought when it was when the decision was made, I thought it was going to be sailing generally. But then several people felt.
But if you speak with the minister of sport, sports and culture, he will tell you it is sailing. All if we think about it, the international fleet sailing is the sailing that brings the prominence to the country, right? Mm-hmm. Not taking anything away from sloop sailing.
No,
but,
no.
It is sailing, so it's all inclusive.
Mm-hmm.
It's all inclusive. In 2019,
mm-hmm.
my son Craig Ferguson sailed in Turkey representing the Bahamas. And he won a silver medal at the Opti World,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
He's now sailing lasers, but he's still sailing here. He's just in the 12th grade.
Mm-hmm.
And he's now ranked at number 2 in the country
mm-hmm.
in sailing, but that is international fleet. Now, mind you, some of our youth sailors, including my son, they also sail sloop sailing in the local regattas.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Mm-hmm. He and Norman sailed recently in the Exuma National Regatta.
Mm-hmm.
In I think it was in April of this year. Yes. Mm-hmm. But it is sailing. It's not just sloop sailing.
Ma'am, I wish I could bother you and tell you leave your number with the producer so I could tell you who tell me. Is sloop sailing.
I'll do that. We can talk off record.
Yes, ma'am. Plus, producer, take the caller's number. I would love to meet your son and invite him and his teammates to come on the show and talk about their experience in the water, in the boat, and on land with mm-hmm. sailing at the national level.
And the thing is, I don't believe international fleet sailing gets sufficient prominence because these new sailors are all over the world.
Yeah.
Sailing, representing the Bahamas. There was just a team of...
They was in France the other day.
No, they were in Portugal.
As well,
Norman Rose went to Europe to represent the Bahamas, but at the ILCA Youth World,
mm-hmm.
it was in Vienna, in Portugal, Vienna de Castelo, and we had 5 youth sailors there sailing.
Yeah, I've had sailing in the notes, I think, last week and week before last. But listen, hold the line for the producer, and I'm going to go to the next call. Thank you very much, ma'am. Good morning, caller. Good morning, caller.
Good morning, Aaron Green.
Good morning. How you doing?
Ladies, all right. Sailing is a national sport of the Bahamas. That includes all type of sailing. If you go read the documents, it's right online.
Where online?
Yeah. The document.
Where online?
Pardon?
Where online? Ministry of Youth Sports. No, here's what I'm saying. Ministry of Youth Sports and Culture have a website?
I can send it to you. But sailing, as I said to you, sailing is not a national sport. That includes now all type of sailing, all type of boating, type of sailing.
Mm-hmm.
I think last when you talk about this, when they was passing it, I brought this on your show. I congratulate the government, our government, for doing this. I think I talk about it on your show. You don't take notes of what I say, Mr. Green?
Pumpkin Eater.
Yes, ma'am.
I go into the text line. I want you to have a wonderful day. Here's a text. Aaron, I take great exception with the PM saying that campaign finance reform isn't a priority. He said, and I paraphrase, that when he walked and talked with these families, campaign finance is not a priority. However, how many people has the PM walked and talked with? Couldn't have been the majority of Bahamians. I do research, and when you want to obtain a consensus, you distribute a survey. You don't get a consensus from anecdotal evidence from people you walk and talk with because they don't speak for the majority. And as far as I'm concerned, he works for the majority, not the few he walked and talked with. Thank you very much for that text. Texter, we are going to a break. When we come back from the break, we're going to continue with our sports stories. BMX, biking is back. The archers, not the lovely family, but the people who shoot bow and arrow, they are all over the world. We've got the Wonder Diamond League, top 100 rankings. Caribbean Cup set for October. We got baseball, NFL, and WNBA all coming up after the break. And during the break, I'm going to reflect on how many times I have discussed sailing stories on my show. You guys, stay tuned to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. We'll be right back.
Jump in your Japanese import and you turn the radio on. All you hear is... For the month of September, the HitSpot will install a band extender in your Japanese import for the discounted rate of only $79.99, VAT included. Get your band expander installed today at the HitSpot and listen to
Star 106.5.
Plus, get fresh news and smart talk on
Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM.
Good morning and welcome back. Good morning and welcome back to On the Clock with Erin Green on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Pomegranate Eater, I want you to know that every contribution that you make has value, no matter how it begins or how it ends, because you've prompted me to ask a couple of very important questions. Does the Ministry of Youth, Sports, and Culture have its own website? Does the Department of Sports have its own website? Does the National Sport have its own website? How are people supposed to ensure that the information that they are reading is verified? It's the truth. Where are these websites? And considering the volume of stories, sports stories that come out every week, somebody ought to have realized that we need a dedicated space, a vibrant digital space, so that all of these stories can be captured and archived in a way that is useful in various ways, right? For various sectors, for various people, for students, for the media, for event organizers, for tourism sector, for Bahamians, for people abroad. Initiatives require systems to grow them, and we're lacking systems despite the tremendous effort, energy, and resources being spent continually on major sports. So let's go back to Lonnie Duncombe and the triathletes. Strong finishes for Lonnie Duncombe and Malcolm Menzies at the 2024 World Triathlon Development Regional Cup in Trinidad and Tobago. Malcolm Menzies had an outstanding race, securing third place with a swim time of 10:07, a bike time of 33:43, and a run time of 19:36. His total time of 1 hour, 4 minutes, and 16 seconds put him just 2 seconds shy of second place and 13 seconds from the top spot, an indication of what's to come of his talent at such a young age. So Malcolm, he ain't no bronze finisher. He came right up in there with the first place and second place. And I imagine that the next outing, they could be equally close with Malcolm taking the top spot. Congratulations, Mr. Menzies. Lonnie Duncombe also made waves with a commendable sixth place finish. He completed the swim in 9:43, so he swam faster than Malcolm. The bike segment in 33:16, he biked faster than Malcolm. And the run in 24:08, that's where Malcolm got him on the run. He completed with a total time of 1 hour, 8 minutes, and 54 seconds. And coach Dorian Roach expressed his satisfaction with their performances, saying that these boys didn't make, Let me read the quote. "I am very happy with Malcolm making the podium with a third place finish and Lonnie finishing sixth. Both have qualifying times in their bike and swim to qualify for elite training camps, although they were both a little short on their run times," close quotes. I saw an interesting sports story this week about CrossFit, right, and the rise of CrossFit. And there was a segment in the documentary about like triathlons, multi-event races. And in this particular segment, they were talking about triathlons and the ordering of the events. It was an unfortunate story they were telling where one of the competitors died in the midst of the race. And all of the athletes involved said, I mean, they could pinpoint the reason why the incident happened. Typically in triathlons, you leave the run for the last leg of the race, to swim for the first leg, because if you get tired and give out when you're running, you could just sit on the ground until you catch yourself. But when you're swimming, running out of steam presents a far more dangerous situation. And something of interest for people who are focused on the triathlon world. Another exciting story. NPCA event marks return of BMX and mountain biking to local cycling scene. I was born in the late 70s, grew up in the 80s. Bike and BMX bike was the thing. Held Sunday off Papal Track on West Bay Street, the New Providence Cycling Association's BMX and Mountain Bike Fun Obstacle Course Cycling Challenge Series marked the return of BMX, and mountain biking to the local cycling scene. In the open women's category, Sanchia Fritz-Maurice took the lead with a swift time of 4:47. In the 9 to 11-year-old boys group, Anthony Knowles emerged the winner, completing the course in 6 minutes, 7 seconds. Trine Smith led the girls of the same age group with a time of 6:31. The 12 to 14-year-old boys category was dominated by Sibby Terminator Porter, who not only clinched first place but also clocked the fastest time of the day at 3 minutes and 35 seconds, and Nathaniel Adley followed with a time of 6 minutes and 36 seconds. For the girls, Taylor Knowles completed the course in 7 minutes and 6 seconds, taking the top spot. I just want you all to hear these times, right? In the open women's category, the top finisher led with a time of 4:47. Sibby Terminator Porter got the fastest time of the day with 3 minutes and 35 seconds. This little boy is phenomenal. But we should have known that because he got his own nickname. This, in the 12 to 14 category, he already known as the Terminator. Anyway, Sibby, you made my day. You made my day, and surely you made the competition with the fastest time of the day again, 3 minutes and 35 seconds. On to another exciting story. 7 archers have their bullseye on the Caribbean Development Championships. 7 archers will be in action for the Bahamas at the 6th edition of the World Archery America's Caribbean Development Championships in Ocho Rios, Jamaica. The bullseye is all set for September 19th through 23rd. The tournament features both male and female archers, and it is designed for the beginners and developmental level also categorized as Charifta archery. The Bahamas will be represented in three divisions. Producer, when you get a chance, let's check out that line. I'm still waiting for Sawyer Boy to talk some NFL. The Bahamas will be represented in three divisions: compound bow, bare bow, and recurve. We're going to get back to that story in a second. Good morning, caller.
Morning, Aaron. How you doing?
I'm good, thank you. How you do?
Everything good. I wish I had called when Eric Sawyer, yeah, man. Let him get on, man. How come when the Dolphin lose, he could be on the show from 10:01, but when the 49ers lose, he can't find his way to this radio on time, man? What's going on? I wish he's been on, because I called to read him up now. He talking about Saudians last Friday. Well, I can't on like naughty, the 49ers. Why you don't come on this radio, man? I need to talk to him.
Listen, let's put out a clarion call, Mr. Sawyer. There's some chafing waiting for you. There's some chafing waiting for you. You laugh as the Bills trounce the Dolphins, as the Buffaloes try stump up the little sardines them. But the Vikings put a hurting on the 49ers. A real, real hurting. Let's go to the phone line, producer. Good morning, caller. Good morning, caller. You there?
Tell him be quiet.
Don't worry, he can call right back. He's going to call
Tell
right
back. Be quiet.
Good morning, sir. How are the 49ers doing this morning?
We are doing well. We cannot seem to beat the Vikings during the regular season. But I asked those quote-unquote purple people eaters about what we do to them in the playoffs since 1992. They just have our number. They have had our number quite some time now. Nothing much we could do about that. You know, no excuses, you know. You have people who say, no CMC, Debo got injured during the game, blah, 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 blah. But, hey, in Purdy we trust. I know for sure when my quarterback left the field in the Super Bowl in overtime, mm-hmm. he left the field with my team in the lead. So I have no doubt that we shall shine through this week. We have the Rams this week. The Rams are without Cooper Kupp, Puka Nacua, some other fellas.
Yeah.
So we should do pretty well. We should right the ship. And yes, them Dolphins are indeed Saudians.
Listen, before you be casting these aspersions, Seahawks are 2-0, Dolphins are 1-1. What do you think about that matchup?
Who they playing?
Seahawks.
And there is no tour. They're going to Seattle. They play in Seattle. They're already a warm weather team. You know, and Seattle already too cold for them right now. The temperature right now is a little bit too cold for them. So, Seahawks should win.
What's your advice for Tyreek?
Comfortably. Defense should bring it home.
What's your advice for Tyreek Hill? Who trying to keep Tyreek Hill off the field? And do you expect any more of those shenanigans as the season proceeds?
I don't think. Right now, every police officer in the United States, every police officer, state trooper, federal agent, everybody knows who Tyreek Hill is now.
Mm-hmm.
If you didn't know before, you know now. So I don't think he'll be stopped or pulled over. Or even if he is pulled over, as he rolls down the window, yeah, man, keep going, because I don't need that static in my family. I have my bills to pay, got my mortgage to upkeep, I try to get my pension together.
Yeah.
I don't need that kind of static in my life. I don't need you saying that I don't need my job, and you're coming after my job. So, yeah, he should be all right for the rest of the year. As it comes to the field, the only way you beat Tyreek Hill is to make sure that you keep a safety deep over the top. Mm-hmm. Because, of course, he is one of the fastest guys in the league.
Mm-hmm. So, hold on, Sawyer. We got another caller coming in. I'm hoping this is our friend calling back. Because I think, I even feel uncomfortable calling you all the 49ers. But when he say it, it sounded better. There we go. Good morning, caller.
Yeah, you, Aaron, you're a smart woman. You know, I just can't call back to deal with him.
Yes, sir.
You didn't want to accept the Bills have our number last week, but then now you're going to try talking about the Vikings have your number?
See, watch this. We play the Vikings once every 2 to 3 years. Maybe 3 years. Last year and this year was the first time in a very long time we played them in two straight seasons. You ought to play the Bills twice a year, every year, and God forbid you make the playoffs. They just spank y'all every... Y'all 1-12 in the last 18 games against the Bills. They are the division opponent. Why y'all can't beat them, bruh?
Yeah, I agree, but Aaron,
yes,
I'd rather go with the backup quarterback from the for Sunday, from Baltimore, the Huckley. Yeah, I'd rather go with him. Hey, the Beeman boy, the Bimini boy look good, boy. Geno Smith look good, boy. The arm on his leg look good.
Yeah, boy, y'all got a world of trouble, Sunday.
Yeah. Hey, Aaron Rodgers looked good last night, too, but Aaron Rodgers is back, by the 41.
He was sharp, eh? Boy, glad we get him in week one. Jesus, I'm glad we get him in week one.
24-3 was the score in last night's game. Jets versus Patriots.
Aaron. Today is my 8th day, man. I'm celebrating 55 years of life today. Hey, Sawyer, I probably say you have your number, man. I got to call you. Got to come by to see you a little later so I can finish red you up.
I'll be there, sir.
It's the right thing to do.
I like to leave my number with the producer, man. Call me. Yeah, we kicking off from around 3 o'clock, man. Come down this way after work so I can finish red you up. That's how
I got you, brother. I'll be there.
You have a great time on your Earth Day, cousin. But look here. Out of all the games, which one are you looking forward to in week 3?
Who, me? I always looking forward to my Niners playing. Always. Everything stops when they're on TV.
Y'all could beat the Rams?
Yeah, we could beat the Rams. We've beaten the Rams over the years. The only one game for sure that they have over us, of course, is the 2021 NFC Championship game, whereby we dropped the pick at the end. We had the game, you know.
Mm-hmm.
We dropped the pick.
Listen, the Falcons are 1-1. When we get back from the break, I want to ask you what happened in that game. Eagles.
What a great Monday night game. Oh, man, that was so good.
All right. So on the other side of the break, we're going to talk NFL, WNBA, and Jonquel Jones doing it big with the New York Liberty. You guys stay tuned. Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. We'll be right back.
The Grand Bahama News is available every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian. You can buy your local paper at Freeport convenience stores, Western Bakery, DeGregory's Fine Foods, and Bellevue Gifts. Now is the time to reach your Grand Bahama market with affordable packages, including print and digital. Call GB News sales representative Kavandre at 822-6717 or message him on WhatsApp for ad rates. Classified ads are now available every Tuesday as well. Keep up with everything Grand Bahamian every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian.
Are you tired of the same old 5K runs? Want something more? Then get ready for the Chickchawney Challenge City Run on September 28th, starting at Crypto Wild. Test your strength, stamina, and spirit. It takes all of you to dodge, climb, conquer obstacles as you race through the heart of the city. Lace up and get to the Chickchawney Challenge City Run. Register now on our website, chickchawneychurn.com, or on our social media pages. Brought to you by Kalina, Island Yogurt, Advantage Insurance, Art of Graphics, Crypto Wild, and Guardian Radio 96.9.
Welcome back to On the Clock with Aaron Green on the Sports Friday with Eric Sawyer III. Mr. Sawyer.
Hey.
What happened to the Eagles?
Boy, listen to me. Boy, they read the bad, son. Boy, they read, I mean, they thoroughly read the bad. Like, how do you have a lead with less than 2 minutes left? And you let the Falcons, who wasn't driving the ball that well all game, drive down the field, score a touchdown at the very, I mean, it was one hell of a game.
Good stuff. It looked like it's going to be a super exciting weekend. Last weekend, between the college games and NFL games, I didn't know what to do with myself. But look here. Why you didn't tell me that Geno Smith is a Bahamian?
Geno Smith is partly Bahamian, yeah, man. Yeah, man, his roots in Bimini.
All right. Yeah, no, I was looking at his bio.
He got some Bahamian links.
I was looking at his bio, and from I see he... He was born in Miramar, Florida. I said, yeah, that boy could be a Bahamian.
Yeah. He born right in Lauderdale. You know, that's our hometown.
Yeah, absolutely. Look how I have to put the Seahawks. You know, I just had a Seahawks jersey I gave away. I cannot believe it. I am very sad. Okay, so you're saying top game of the of week three for you is the 49ers versus the Rams?
Yes. Yep. That's for me.
All right. I'm focused. I okay, see what the Eagles going to do, man. I expected the Eagles to lead their conference for most of the season.
Oh, yeah, well, I mean, don't get me wrong. Now, they are in a division with the Cowgirls, so we really think too much of the Cowgirls, of course. You know,
After a spectacular week one performance, Cowboys went down to the Saints 44-19.
Yeah, and the score wasn't even that close. I don't understand what really happened. I really don't. I expected the Saints to win, but I expected a better game from the girls.
Mm-hmm. With all the injuries on the Cowboys team in week two, what's the likelihood that our guy Daxon is going to get called up?
Maybe his position really isn't one that
sustains a lot of injuries.
Have too much injuries, but you never know. That's for a change of pace, you know?
Yeah. Good stuff. Let's move to what I think is an even more exciting league and exciting time of the year. The WNBA is on the cusp of a playoff season. The league, as it stands, as of yesterday afternoon, first place New York Liberty with 32-7. They clinched the top seed. It is theirs. They secured it. Across to the Western Conference, you got Minnesota Lynx in second seed with 30 wins, 9 losses. Back to the Eastern Conference, Connecticut Sun with 27-12 win-loss record. Fourth spot, Western Conference, Las Vegas Aces, the defending champions. So let's see if they're going to make it to defend their title this year. They're in fourth place with 26-13.
Boy, not that shaping up.
Mm-hmm.
The semifinals just might be a rematch of the finals from last year, the Liberty versus the Aces. The best team versus the best player. Liberty, of course, is the best team, and the best player is Asher Wilson all year.
Mm-hmm. Now, would I be absolutely ridiculous if I said that Angel Reese took an early vacation to allow Wilson to pad his stats?
No. I mean, a little bit. Maybe just a little bit mistaken. He was on pace to be the rookie of the year, actually.
Uh-huh.
She had herself quite a campaign with all of those double-doubles. Seven records and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
But in the end, what a little white girl, Caitlin Clark, have her team in the playoffs, Jack.
Now, is it Caitlin that has her team in the playoffs?
Yeah, because of her influence. Not necessarily because of her play, you know. That's because of what she represents on the court whenever she's playing ball. Like, she demands a double team. She can shoot like Steph Curry in terms of shooting from anywhere. He's scared to shoot from anywhere. That's what it is.
Okay, I will accept that. I definitely think she should be in contention for Rookie of the Year. I wish Reese had been able to finish out the season, so she would be in contention for Rookie of the Year as well. But one thing we do know is that Jonquel Jones is a major part of the New York Liberty.
Major part of the best team.
Yeah, man, they end the season. Well, they got one more game left. 32-7 is where they are right now. Their next game is I can't see here who their next game is against, but we know they're going up against the eighth spot in the playoffs, and there's still a bit of a tussle between the Dream, the Mystics, and the Sky.
Well, the playoffs were set as of last night, you know.
Say?
Playoffs are set for WNBA as of last night, actually.
Okay, tell me, who's the eighth spot?
Nah, you don't have to forget. But,
Don't watch it.
I think it's the Dream, though. I think it's the Dream.
Yeah, I'm not sure if...
The Atlanta Dream?
Yeah. I don't think the Mystics would have been able to pull it out. To surpass them. So we got in fifth spot, Seattle Storm, 24-15. Indiana holding six, made it to the playoffs, 20-19. And all we do know this is 8 seed, 6 seed, that doesn't mean anything. It's what you do on the court. Yeah, you could take out the first seed.
The best overall player, the most points in WNBA history. He may have played a last home game last night. He was playing in WNBA 20 years, played for the Storm.
Yeah.
And if they don't get out of the first round, if they don't at least win one game, then she doesn't get to play a home game anymore. And she said that this may be her last season.
Yeah.
She was nicknamed the White Mamba by the late Kobe Bryant.
Oh, wow.
I can't ever call him his nickname because, you know, I know him as the Garden Snake. He's not any Mamba.
You can't be hating this.
I have had so much hate for Kobe Bryant. It is unbelievable. But that's another story for another day. That's 13, 14 years ago kind of hate.
He
cost me plenty of money. You know, I can.
Oh, I understand that.
Say this, Kobe Bryant has the most misses in NBA history. Kobe Bryant also is the only Finals MVP to win Finals MVP while shooting less than 50% from the field, which makes him a ball out. But anyway, that's neither here nor there.
Yeah, I got you. Storm in fifth, Fever in sixth. Phoenix Mercury taking up seventh spot with 19-20. Win-loss record. Eighth is Atlanta Dream with 14-25. Ninth.
Oh, no, that's right. Atlanta Rossi was traded. That's right. She plays for the Sun. I think she plays for the Mercury now. Sorry, not the Storm. She used to play for the Storm.
Yeah, right.
That's right.
Right, so it this is even more important for her.
Even more important that she gets out, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Jonquil, we say congratulations. That's the music, Mr. Sawyer. We are out of time. We say congratulations to Laron Roll, top Bahamian Archer. We say good on you.
Also.
Yeah.
Congratulations to Mr. Craig Robinson, eh? That's his name, whose mother called a bit earlier. Doing very well in sailing.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah, congratulations to him.
I heard that. And also on my father's birthday is on Sunday.
Well, happy birthday, Dudley Sawyer, Uncle. I come in for cake this time, I promise.
Thanks for reminding me. I actually got to go stop an auto and cake right now.
Good stuff. And we got two Bahamians heading into the playoffs, Jazz with the Yankees. And we've got Anton Richardson as first base coach with the New York Mets. It's going to be a wonderful weekend.
It's going to be great. We're about to hit the best month of the year when it comes to sports.
All right.
Everything going on in October. Everything.
Good
baseball,
stuff.
Baseball, basketball.
And Halloween trick-or-treating. That's my thing. Scavenger hunt for candies. That's my sport. Mr. Sawyer, I'm all out of time. I want to say thank you to my producer, Wally. You guys stay tuned. Guardian Radio AM with C.A. Nuri is up next.